card full of great discounts to lots of your favorite Vancouver merchants.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. We're back with CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands. And who is in the studio now but Gary from Explode and Head Movies. Hallelujah. And oh, there you are. Wait, 1 second.
By in the studio, it's just like close by in hearing distance.
Yeah, you heard that for sure.
I heard the call.
Yeah, and so that's coming up. What do you got in store for us, Jack?
Well, Grinder Man is coming to town next Friday, so we got a bit of Nick Cave to enjoy. So we'll be hearing some cues from The Proposition, the 2005 Australian Western that he wrote the script to, and the music to as well.
Now, does that have anything to do with Mustache Month? Because he's got a pretty greasy... Greasy mustache.
Used to
he doesn't have it anymore?
The greasy mustache that he had... is gone.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's a shame. I mean, you're sort of thinking, he's someone who definitely wore it with proper menace.
Yeah, indeed, he did. Yeah. It is menacing.
quite intimidating, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I noticed that you have a mustache rocking.
I do.
And you look good in it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you look good in it. And also, Ryan, you have a mustache as well.
I was going for the French look, but I think he has the French look better than I do.
Yeah, it's not much of a French look, I can tell you. But of course, you know, I can think back to my time in Marseille.
In Marseille.
I was conversing on the Riviera.
Oh, I love Marseille.
That sounds so great.
But I don't have a mustache. I look ridiculous in a mustache. Now, I'll admit it. I don't even know what this whole Movember. It's for prostate cancer. Is that what it's
for? That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
It is the awareness month for helping men to realize.
I'm not going to lie to you. I just found out about that this year, and I had no idea that like November was the mustache month. I just did it for myself, and it just happened to be perfect.
Yeah.
And
it just happened to work out great.
It just was perfect. It's like you're just like, hey, this is not a time to groom my lip. It's my look.
What's
going to happen now?
It's true. Yep. It's true that when you got the mustache, I said...
Yeah, you were astonished by it.
I was like, dude, it's like you totally found your look. I think you completed
the look.
After all these years?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we got about 7 minutes left, and what we might get around to is... I don't know what we're going to get around to. You know, I know
we're going to listen to some more porch music.
Well, yeah, that's right. We were discussing these, and the last couple songs, I'll tell you what you listened to. We heard two songs from Glowworm, then we heard the Cave Singers, and then we heard Tim Easton from Porcupine, a song called The Young Girls, and then we heard John Hyatt from The Open Road and Like a Freight Train, and especially the second one, John Hyatt, it's very porchy instead of campfire-y. Now, you know, I mean, you'd think it's slightly interchangeable, but the thing is that I would say that porchy is less social. You kind of chill by yourself, or people like just listen to you, kind of thing. Whereas a campfire is kind of like a group hug.
Yeah, the porch one is a bit more like a passive thing that, you know, it's in the background. It's like, okay, well, there's that guy across the street. He's doing that again. And make sure the children don't walk up to the house or anything like that. But at the same time, it's more of like a passive engagement that way, as opposed to a campfire where you're totally engaged into it.
Exactly. And, so here's what we're going to listen to, is that we listened to Neutral Milk Hotel, and we heard The King of Carrot Flowers Part 1, and what we'll do is we'll just listen to The King of Carrot Flowers Part 2 and 3.
That sounds good.
Does that sound good, guys? I'm looking
for a phenomenal album.
You know what? It really is.
Yes.
Never heard of it. I'm sure it's awesome.
It's well, you know what? You will. Well,
prepare to have your mind blown.
It's a first for everything.
Away. And we'll listen to that. And also, I want to congratulate Yumi. Congratulate Yumi for calling in. If you called in and I didn't pick up, it's because I was busy with her. She was the first to call in for the Dandy Warhol tickets December 2nd.
Congratulations, Yumi.
Yes, congratulations. And what she's going to do is post something to my Facebook. She's going to post something to my Facebook. And, you know, like you all should do. You should join up, befriend me. My lonely Facebook page that just got started. I got like 30-something likes.
That's a good start. I should actually do one for my show as well.
Absolutely. You don't? You don't? You're not on the face?
It just draws attention to me. I just don't know. I mean, I just thought the radio thing would just sort of slip out there. And it's like, yeah, of course. It's always been there.
It's always been there.
Always been
watching,
there.
Watching. Waiting.
looming.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. If I don't get back to you, stay tuned for GAC and Exploding Head Movies, followed by Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And thanks for tuning in, like I said. Does anyone want to say anything before we kick into some music?
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams. If you're going to bed early.
Keep plugging away.
And keep plugging away. Plug your dreams. Peace.
CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.
Fun drive. Fun drive, 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 fun drive.
CITR's Fun Drive 2010 is coming. Starting at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, November 16th, we are going to be begging for your donations to help keep CITR fully functional and ruling the airwaves. Be the first person to make a donation during November 16th's edition of Pacific Pickin', and you might just get a little something extra on top of all the other great incentives to give a little moolah to your favorite radio station. Give generously to CITR's Fun Drive 2010. Own your frequency.
Flash. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
taking its name from a line from Paradise Lost. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Red Right Hand, which you can find off the 1994 album Let Love In. And Red Right Hand has been a staple of film and TV since it has been released. It's appeared in various forms throughout the Scream film series. It helped inspire Chris Carter to come up with his X-Files soundtrack anthology. And of course, if you watch Hellboy, its protagonist's obvious crimson skin, it appears there in that form, with a folky cover by Pete Yorn. And the Arctic Monkeys have also had their take, found on a B-side somewhere in Japan. So hello once again, and welcome to Exploding Head Movies, our cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Torrid Community Radio Station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gek, and I'll be your voice of reason until 9 p.m. You can phone the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegek@gmail.com. Nick Cave's latest project is called Grinderman, and they have a sold-out show here next week at the Counter Ballroom. And since next week, CITR will be focusing on its fifth annual Best Ever Fun Drive. This week is the time to profile this Australian maelstrom. We'll also include the score to the 2005 film The Proposition, which was composed by Cave, along with frequent collaborator Warren Ellis. And the script itself was written by Cave, too. And towards the end, we'll have a little tribute to the recently deceased Polish composer Henryk Gorecki. But we'll maintain a lecherous bend for the first little while, and we'll start off with Forest Swords. And Forest Swords is the project by Wirral Liverpudlian Matthew Barnes. I'm sure he probably pronounces it with a Scouser accent. And his music sounds like a stretched out, haunted Pan-American. And from this year's album, Dagger Paths, here's Forest Swords with Me Arches.
Thank you. The 22nd Annual Vancouver Jewish Film Festival features a diverse array of films ranging from comedies, narrative features, and thought-provoking documentaries. The festival runs from November 9th to 18th. Be sure to check out films like Breaking Upwards, a quirky romantic comedy about a young New York couple who intricately strategize their mutual breakup, or The Beetle, a funny mockumentary about the film director's obsession with his 40-year-old Volkswagen Beetle and his effort to restore it. He finds himself on a journey meeting previous owners who tell remarkable stories about the car, and the journey ends with the birth of his first child. Don't miss the 22nd Annual Vancouver Jewish Film Festival, November 9th to 18th, sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM. For tickets and a complete listing of films, visit vjff.org.
From L.A. via San Diego, that was the Gas Lamp Killer. It features the vocals of Ganja Sufi, and that is When I'm in Awe. And you can find that off this year's EP called Death Gate. And the Gas Lamp Killer is William Benjamin Bensusan, originally from the area of San Diego, taking his name from the Gas Lamp District in the area. And he's signed to the label Brain Feeder, operated by producer Flying Lotus. And Ganja Sufi is one wild dude who's also from SD. He's a rapper, singer, DJ, and yoga teacher. And he's had two albums out this year. His debut, A Sufi and a Killer. And then a remix album called The Caliph's Tea Party. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. Tom Waits. There's a man we haven't heard much of in the conventional sense as of late, though I heard a few months ago he was in town for a film and he jammed out in a guitar store for a few hours. On the release front, he does have four of his early albums. They're getting re-released on red vinyl over the next little while, and in tribute to the New Orleans Preservation Hall, he has released a limited amount of 78 vinyl and a custom record player with proceeds heading towards the outreach program out of the New Orleans area. And what we're going to do is going to listen to a part of the soundtrack, I guess it is, or part at least of the music that he composed for a theatrical production of the play Wojciech, which we'll allude to a little bit later on as well, too, in a different form once we focus on Nick Cave. But from the 2002 album Blood Money, which features part of the songs from Wojciech, here's Waits with a song I've heard covered live by the Vancouver Gypsy Act, Maze Amazing. A fantastic little song, and it's called Misery is the River of the World.
The river of the world. pleasure is the river of the world. Everybody row, everybody row, everybody row.
Thank you.
background. This is Melanie Houston, and that's The Last Goodbye, which appears on a compilation EP by the British label Cyberdance. And that 12-inch is called Somewhere Out on the Nightside, released last year. And from the liner notes, Houston is a DJ, musician, producer from London, though she's also spun in Berlin and contributed music to the cult techno label Trezor. So listening to Exploding Head Movies here, this is Gak. And of course, coming tomorrow is This Fun Project.
Become one of us. Pledge to Fund Drive 2010. Call 604-UBC-UNIT. Visit citr.ca.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
original version of this song, God's Gonna Cut You Down. It appears on Johnny Cash's 2006 album, one of his first posthumous ones after his death, American Five, 100 Highways. And the song is a traditional folk song, also known as Run On, which Moby covered in a bouncy fashion from his widely licensed 1999 album Play. Cash's version stands in definite contrast to the typical take, with a vengeful god and a grim stomp clap rhythm. And this is the Monde Camp Plus de Sommeil remix, released in 2008. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Johnny Cash and Nick Cave definitely had a collaborative history, a lot of parallels as well, too. Cash has been a hero for Cave, taking on a similar intense worldview of heaven and hell and all its extremes, and Cash has covered a couple of Nick Cave songs, and they've duetted together. And what we're going to do is listen to a couple of those duets, and then we'll listen to Cash's cover of something from, I think it was the Tender Prey album from 1988. But from American 3, or is this American 3 or American 4? I am readily and easily confused. I think this is off of American 4, yeah. Off of American 4, The Man Comes Around, the last album that was released by Johnny Cash while he was still around. This is a duet with him and Nick Cave, and this is a take of the Hank Williams song, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
That lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long, when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind a cloud to hide its face and cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Tree, and every time my Cindy passed, take a little bite of me. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you one day.
Well, Cindy is my honey, the sweetest in the south. When we kiss, the bees would all swarm around her mouth. Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Well, I wish I had a needle and thread, fine as I could sew. I'd sew my Cindy to my side, and down the road I'd go. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you one day. Well, Cindy got religion, she's had it once before. She grabbed my old banjo man and threw it on the floor. Well, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you one day. Apples in the summertime, peaches in the fall. If I can't have the gal I won't have none at all. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you one day.
Johnny.
Cindy hugged and kissed me, she hung her head and cried. I swear she was the prettiest thing that ever lived or died. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Yeah, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you one day. I'll marry you one day, I'll marry you one day.
It all began when they took me from my home and put me on death row. A crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields. A ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup. Those sinister dinner deals, the meal trolley's wicked wheels. A hook bone rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. And in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. I hear stories from the chamber. Christ was born into a manger, and like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. Might I say it seems so fitting, in its way he was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hand's tattooed evil across its brother's fist. That filthy five, they did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold, the ark of his testament is stowed. A throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. It's made of wood and wire, and my body is on fire. And God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wired. And like a moth that tries to enter the bright eye, I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. And anyway, I never lie. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. And in a way, I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is burning, and I think my head is glowing. And in a way, I'm hurting.
the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, there was no proof. And I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is glowing. And I think my head is smoking. And in a way, I'm hoping to be done with all these looks of disbelief. A life for a life and a truth for a truth. And I've got nothing left to lose. And I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is smoking. And I think my head is melting. And in a way that's helping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, I told the truth. But I'm afraid I told a lie.
As raging as the original. That is Johnny Cash off of the American Three Solitary Man album, and that was his take of Nick Cave's The Mercy Seat, one of the best songs that Cave had come up with. And before that, we actually heard both of them duet. We heard two songs there. Started off with Hank Williams' song, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, and then off the Unearthed compilation, which at the time was a collection of loose ends from all the American recordings that Johnny Cash had done towards the end of his life. What we heard was a duet with them doing Cindy. A wonderful bit of music there. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you are not doing anything on a Saturday, why don't you go to the Biltmore? They got this going on.
All right. Saturday, November 20th, it's No More Strangers at the Biltmore Cabaret. Come out and get down to the glimmering sounds of Diamond Rings. Also taking the stage will be Humans, Teen Days, and Double Dragon. This is an early show. Doors are at 7 p.m. Tickets are $11 in advance and can be purchased at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca. For more info, you can visit BiltmoreCabaret.com. Don't miss Diamond Rings with Humans, Teen Days, and Double Dragon, November 20th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Proudly presented by CITR.
All right, amongst all the other activities that are happening for Fun Drive as well, too, there is the Vinyl Fair along Main Street. They'll be at the Vivo. And, of course, if you go to the CITR website, www.citr.ca, you'll see all the events that happen for the next 10 days. We're just less than, I think, about 10 hours away. I'm not going to even attempt the math as I look at the clock there, because all I do all day is figure out time zones. But, yes, starting Tuesday, 6 a.m., that is tomorrow, at the crack of dawn. It is Fun Drive number 5. This is Exploding Movie Head Movies here. I'm Gak, and let's talk about Cave. And he grew up in the state of Victoria in Australia. He sang in a boys' choir for a while when not causing trouble in his small town, forcing his parents to send him away to boarding school. Eventually, Cave wound up in art school, dropped out to play music, and shot heroin, which brings up an unfortunate parallel to Johnny Cash. And his first band came from that art school. They were known as the Boys Next Door for a while, but upon their move to Melbourne, they became the Birthday Party, and their post-punk performances exploded the Melbourne scene and their reputation, including Cave's shrieking and bombastic stage presence, allowed them to parlay a move to London and eventually West Berlin, and they lasted until 1984, once the alcohol and drug abuse splintered the main songwriters apart. But let's listen to a track that appeared as a single in 1981. Though it appears now as a CD bonus track to a release of their 1982 album, Junkyard. And you can find it on their Best Of compilation called Hits. So here's the Birthday Party with Release the Bats.
thunder. I cry storms of tears to the rising of the dawn. And you know I'm only happy when I'm inside her. Yeah, and I guess that I've loved you far too long. Far too long. Far too long. Far too long. Baby calls me the Loch Ness Monster. Two great big humps and then I'm gone. Actually, I'm the abominable snowman. And I guess I loved you far too long.
That was rollicking. That is Grinder Man, and that was Worm Tamer. That's the next single due off their second album, conveniently enough called Grinder Man 2. That's through Anti and North America Mute in Europe and beyond. And Grinder Man originally started off as the Nick Cave quote-unquote solo project, as he was starting to learn the guitar. But any of his solo tours in the past, he's always assembled a bit of the Bad Seeds with him. And the Bad Seeds were the band that he formed after the birthday party dissolved. He kept the drummer, he changed his songwriting style and became not only the leader, but he became more of a lyrical person as opposed to expressionist. But as part of his local or his solo tours, he was joined off with violinist Warren Ellis and a few other Bad Seeds. The touring group became known as the Mini Seeds, but after some jam sessions, it sort of became its own beast, which was called, like a one-off at that point, just called Grinderman, and that's the cover that features the monkey, and this is the one featuring the wolf in the marble bathroom, and yes, he is coming to town. He's playing Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom, but that show has been sold out for a while. Maybe you have gotten your tickets already, and you're a forward-thinking person. That's great. Me and the DJ for the promo we're about to hear, we're going to hit the road into Seattle, and we'll see him the day after. It's been a nice weekend there with the Americans for Thanksgiving.
We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the Helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's The Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
CITR's Fun Drive 2010 is coming. November 16th to the 25th, we need you to dig deep and donate to help keep your campus radio station going. For just a $30 pledge, we will announce your name on the air. And you'll get a valuable Friends of CITR card full of great discounts to lots of your favorite Vancouver merchants.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Oh, we were born within an hour of each other. Our mothers said we could be sister and brother. Your neighbor's Deborah. It never suited you. Oh, they said that when we grew up, we'd get married and we'd never split up. We never did it. Although I often thought of it, oh, do you recall? Your house was very small, with a wood chip came around a curve, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. I never thought that you'd get married. I'll be living down here all my own. My damp and lonely first 8 years ago. You were the first girl at school to get breasts. Martin says that you were the best. The boys all loved you, but I was a mess. I had to watch them try and get you undressed. We were friends, but that's as far as it went. I used to walk you home sometimes, but it meant nothing to you. 'Cause you were so popular. Well, your house was very small, with a wood chip on the wall. When you came around a curve, you didn't notice me at all.
The original version of that was done by Pulp, Jarvis Cocker's first band, and that appeared on the Different Class album. But that's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds doing at least one type of cover of that, Disco 2000. And that actually appears on the Bad Cover Version single. So back in Pulp's last album, which was We Love Life, they had that video where they impersonated like a charity single with all the acts and stuff like that. And as part of the joke, they actually asked some artists to come up with covers of some of the other songs. So Nick Cave appears on the B-side. As I found out yesterday. They actually did a second version, which actually sounds like the pub rock version, like you expect, you know, if you head over to Pub 340 or the Fairview or something like that. Some guys are just like, all right, we wake up in the year 2000. They actually did a version of that, and it appears on the deluxe version of Different Class. So, of course, did I scramble to find it? Yes. Did I find it? No. But I'm hoping somewhere, actually someone has it, because I'm not really feeling keen on actually picking up a second version of Different Class. But anyways, this is Exploding Head Movies here. We have 25 minutes, and we have a lot to charge through here. And if we're talking about Nick Cave, along with everything else that he's done, along with writing a couple of books, a couple short stories as well, he's done some screenwriting and then some score work. So one of the scripts that he wrote was the 2005 film The Proposition, which was directed by John Hillcoat, starred Guy Pearce and Ray Winstone. And it was a reaction to a film that Nick Cave had acted in. I wouldn't say starred, because he was sort of in the late 80s. And it was an attempt of actually doing an authentic Aussie Western, as opposed to sort of like a spaghetti Western, or I don't even know what you would call it, a kangaroo Western, perhaps? Who knows? But at the very least, he wrote the script. And along with fellow Bad Seed, fellow Grinderman, Warren Ellis, they came up with a fantastic score. And they've worked on several ever since, but I'm going to stop the jibba-jabba here. And from The Proposition, here's Nick Cave and Warren Ellis. We'll start off with Moan Thing.
How is it the sun melted the ground?
Started off with Moan Thing, then we heard The Writer number 2 there. In the background, we're listening to Martha's Dream, and as time permits, as I blather on, it's Queenie Suite, and these are all from Nick Cave and Warren Ellis' score to the film The Proposition. And amongst all of Nick Cave's other works, he actually had come up at the request of Russell Crowe to come up with a script for Gladiator 10 years ago, but that script was rejected outright. I'd be curious to see what would have actually happened with the lions in the Colosseums and all that. And word is right now that Cave just finished writing a script for The Death of a Ladies' Man, a film that may be coming out shortly. And of all things, there's going to be a remake of The Crow, and he's currently working on a script for that. And based on how films go, Cave has appeared in a lot of Wim Wenders films, or we're going to say Wim Wenders, like his Wings of Desire. He also wrote a song specifically for the French version of Winged Migration. And Warren Ellis has done his own work. He scored the documentary The English Surgeon. But together, they've worked on the 2007 film The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. They worked together on last year's film The Road. And if you pick up the audiobook to Cave's second novel, The Death of Bunny Monroe, they also did the score to that. And from what I understand, they are doing the score right now for something called The Girls of Phnom Penh. And when I was talking about Tom Waits before in Wojciech, Cave and Ellis did their own adaptation. It was for Icelandic theater several years ago. So we have 15 minutes left here, and we have a bit of an ambitious tackle to take on. But if you stick around, we're going to listen to a little bit of Polish classical music. But first, this is just a little more than 9 hours away.
My name is Brenda Gruno, and I'm the station manager here at CITR 101.9 FM. You should pledge to CITR's Fun Drive 2010 because you'll never get bored listening to CITR. We play all the music you'll never hear on other stations and focus on issues important to your local lives. Plus, any one of you listeners can come in, get broadcast training, and get right on the airwaves. Help us help you. And thank you so much for your support.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Starting 6 a.m., November 16th, Fun Drive 2010, number 5. And that goes on for 10 days. I think the goal is $30,000. You can already pledge now if you go to the website, CITR.ca. But you're going to be listening to a lot of pledging for next little while. And next week's show for me, it will be the Fun Drive. Ooh, the Fun Drive special. Let's get that voice back. Recently, Henryk Mikołaj Grecki, a Polish composer, passed away. It was on November 12th, so last Friday. And he was part of the Polish avant-garde scene, along with Krzysztof Penderecki, Kazimierz Sorocki, and then all other Europeans like Luigi Nono. And Karl Heise Stockhausen. And most of us know him for this upcoming piece. And this is going to be the second movement to his third symphony. At the time, Grecki started off as a very avant-garde, experimental, very tonalistic, intense-sounding composer. But in the 70s, he sort of calmed down a bit, and he started focusing on what's sort of similar to like Arvo Pärt and John Tavener, the idea of holy minimalism, sort of focusing on more choral aspects and very religiously inspired pieces. And this was sort of a bit of an affront to the Polish communists at the time. But at the very least, he composed some things that came off a little bit more tied to Polish history. And his third symphony was based on the idea of the mother's relationship with a child, especially when it is sort of lost and severed. And what we're going to do is listen to his famous second movement. It has an Italian terminology for it, which I always screw up. But at the very least, this is from the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. This somehow became popular enough that it actually sold, at this point, 1 million copies, which is very rare for modern classical compositions. And this came out in 1992. It came out through the Elektra Nonsuch label. And this is the London Sinfonietta, conducted by David Zinnen, featuring the soprano of Dawn Upshaw. So this is Grecki's Opus 36, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, Symphony number 3, second movement, Lento y Largo, Tranquillissimo. featuring the text found in the inscription of a Gestapo prison cell. Oh mama, do not cry, Immaculate Queen of Heaven, support me always, written by an 18-year-old imprisoned there, a lamentation of sorts. That is the second movement of Goretzky's third symphony, the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, all laments based on the separation of mother and child. Now, Goretzky's passing away on November 12th left a bit of a gap, since he actually was apparently working on his fourth symphony all this time, despite the fact that Symphony No. 3 came out in 1976. But there's hope that it might still come out, since at that point, I think it had passed all its edits, but right now, yeah. Henryk Goretzky passed away. And from what you heard of Symphony No. 3, it's actually been used in a lot of films as well, too. Used in the 1990s. Love the case of building up a very sorrowful or a pathos moment. I remember catching this as part of the plane crash from 1993's film Fearless, directed by Peter Weir. Also appeared in Basquiat from 1996. There's the German rock band Faust that used part of the symphony for a Music Concrete piece. And what we're hearing in the background right now, which is how I'll close things off, is a bit from the 1996 or 1997 song Goretzky by Lamb, which samples the symphony extensively. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies here. This week, coming up in just a few seconds, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then after some overnight magic, that will be your last respite before the start of CITR Fun Drive number 5. We're going to make aim for $30,000. You'll be listening to us ask for numbers, phone numbers. There'll be pledges, websites. We'll be giving a number running tally. Next week, my show will be featuring those very calls. But at the very least, if I have your email address, I can always send you the pre-pledge information if you're keen. I know a lot of people, there's a lot of campaigns going on right now. There's Movember. My mustache is growing out for that. There's also United Way starting that campaign, too. So this is a very generous time of year. But whatever contributions will be much appreciated. So for 10 days, CITR Fun Drive. We'll close here with Lamb's Goretzky. So take care of yourselves, everyone. And we'll see you in 7 days.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. on this blustery evening. Just relax and take your shoes off, put your feet up, turn the radio up, and check out The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.